This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On the Big K Morning Show, Rock, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's always a pleasure being with you.
Well, I appreciate it. I was thinking about this song that debuted at halftime between the Steelers and the Ravens on Sunday, the Salute to Service, which was magnificent before the game all the way through, but halftime was extra special. And I was thinking, man, the first time I met you, Rock, you were still playing. I was a young broadcaster, and you came over to record a pilot for NBC where you talked about your home in Appleton, Wisconsin, and how your grandfather would blow cigar smoke in your ear if you had an earache. Do you remember that?
I remember that. My goodness gracious, yes. Past memories. I remember when we did that, and that was fun.
And
that was a start.
Through your book, Fighting Back, which eventually became a movie, then you reissued it a few years ago. Your story is certainly well documented, and I especially remember you coming in the studio here, and before you headed to Vietnam for the 50th year of when you were wounded, where you were wounded, in country, and the ESPN documentary they did about it. And one of the most profound things you said to me was, it hit you emotionally, you know, the loss of life, the waste of young youth, people that you loved and, you know, fought with. And how did this process of writing a song come about?
Well, it was, and I do have to give all the credit, actually, to John Woodrick, who is with the Steeler organization. And John's responsibility is, you know, halftime shows, pregame shows, and so on and so on. And he had this idea. And he was contacted, I think, by Nashville. The organization that was that writes songs for veterans, and he thought it was a great idea. Anyway, that's how it started, and we went down to, and I had the opportunity to then go to Nashville and meet with Chip Puskar, who is from Pittsburgh here, and the crew there, and the whole thing took about 5 hours, and where we sat down. Now, I had some ideas, you know, like all of us, we have ideas, and you write down some thoughts of what it might be, and you know what you might think, but it's their profession, and so and they were very good trying to get a melody, and it was just the three of us that was talking about this, and the creativeness of their minds. And so it came up, and the song evolved, and the lyrics evolved.
And just so people know, Creative Vets is the group, and they help disabled veterans cope with service-related trauma by fostering self-expression through art and including music. And you had Dave Turnbull, Seth Cole, and Charles Esten, who is well-known actor, he's a comedian and a singer. And I gotta say, you did this at East Irish Studio in Nashville with the finest musicians there, and you came up with the name of the song, The Names That You Don't Know, the Ballad of Rocky Blyer. And I want to share at least a little bit of the song so people who didn't hear it understand the importance. Now remember, this is Salute to Service. It's halftime, Steelers Ravens, and then we see Charles on the field about to sing this song for the first time. Yeah.
I got drafted by the Steelers in 1968. Got drafted by the Army that same year. Went from carrying a football to carrying a gun. Charlie Company, 1st Platoon, Grenadier. Took a bullet in my left leg, crawled for cover 50 yards. Took some shrapnel in my right, they gave me the Purple Heart. I came home a hero, they all knew my story. How I fought back to get back in the game. But most soldiers I know got none of that glory. No thanks or respect when they stepped off the plane. No, we can't change the past, but we can raise up a glass for a toast. Here's to the scars and the hearts and the names that you don't know.
What a powerful, powerful song and message, Rock. And then you came out and the crowd greeted you and probably wasn't a dry eye in the place. What was it like for you in that moment?
The song was very emotional, and every time I listen to it, it always brings back, that feeling of lost members of the military, in the 58,000 names that are on the wall that, only their families may remember, and just to see the crowd react to all the service people that were there and what Salute to Service is all about was very, very special, obviously, to me and hopefully to everybody else. And so I had a great thank you for Chuck and for singing the song and the Pittsburgh connection that we have and with him. And I knew his dad, who happened to be a good friend of Ray Mansfield. I met Chip, as he goes by, when he was like 5 years old and coming to camp. And so it's kind of a unique end to a circle that he was able to perform this and help write it. And so it was a wonderful experience.
The Names That You Don't Know, The Ballad of Rocky Blyer, available wherever you stream music. I highly recommend. They also have posted the actual moment where Charles Esten sang it live at the stadium. It's online, so you can search that on YouTube. Rock, you're an unbelievable human being, and I know you always deflect the attention that you get to others, but this city is so blessed to have you, and I'm so blessed to have you as a friend and appreciate your service. And God, I mean, Notre Dame captain, champion, 4-time Super Bowl champion, movie star, actor, singer, songwriter now. I don't know what else we could add to your list and your resume, but thank you.
And a good friend of Larry Richard. And that I appreciate.
Appreciate your time, Rock. Thank you, partner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got
it. All right, Larry. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.
The great Rocky Blyer. Wow. Please take 4 minutes to listen to the song. And if you...
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.